this is a little bit misleading in this English translation. The actual Greek is blepete ti akouete, two verbs and a simple particle in between. Blepete means to see. First of all, in the normal sense of physical sight. Secondarily, in the sense of perception. In fact, it is used to refer to mental function, to understanding, to consideration. So what blepete ti akouete really says is be understanding what, ti can be who or what, be understanding what you hear. In other words, listen carefully to the Word of God. Get it. That's the idea. Be seeing what you are hearing. That's the literal Greek. Be seeing what you are hearing. Perceive the Word of God thoughtfully, carefully. It's a simple phrase, and what it calls for is mental perception of what the Lord is saying to us. Now, that's kind of the heart and soul of this passage, so around that, he has some things to say, and he wants us to understand them. We're about to be instructed as to exactly how we are to listen. Be seeing with your mind clearly what you are hearing from Him. Get it, understand it in its fullness, its richness, and its depth. You have been privileged to receive the revelation of God. You have been privileged to receive divine truth. To you has been given the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and what is hidden from the world, what they will never understand, you fully understand. This is an immense privilege, and you are to listen with real understanding. Now, how can we be good listeners? How should we listen to the Word of God, particularly the Word of God in this context, which is instruction on our evangelism, on our lives as in terms of being witnesses, for that's the primary objective as to why we're left in the world, right? We understand that, okay? So how should we be listening to the Lord to make the most out of our evangelistic calling and commission? Here's four characteristics of a good spiritual listener. Four characteristics of a good spiritual listener. Number one, we listen obediently. Number two, we listen appreciatively. Number three, we listen dependently. And number four, we listen confidently. Those words lay out how we are to listen. Now, in Luke 8:18, you have the parallel passage.